business. Luxury goods. Unbedeviling Prada. A fashion house tries to revive its creative spark and its financial fortunes.
For years after it listed its shares on the Hong Kong Stock Exchange in 2011, Prada's business looked considerably blander than its iconoclastic blend of ugly chic, counterculture, politics and fashion. No longer. Its share price rose by a quarter in the 3 months to January, faster than at bigger luxury groups such as France's LVMH or Kering. Investors liked the look of its new partnership with L'Oréal, a cosmetics giant, and of investments in online sales. But their enthusiasm was based chiefly on an expectation of more radical change, either a takeover by a bigger luxury conglomerate or an internal overhaul. A buyer has yet to signal interest, but on February 23rd, Prada announced that Raf Simons, a cerebral industry star from Belgium, who used to be the creative head of Christian Dior, a French label owned by LVMH, and of Calvin Klein, an American brand, will join the company. He will work alongside Miuccia Prada, the granddaughter of the company's founder, as co-creative director. The duo will unveil their first joint collection in September. Both emphasized their intention to double down on creativity and prevent the suits from calling all the shots.